Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We had a lot of fun with this guy. He used to have this chair. Now he's up at Score North on Mackie and Judd with Rami and all different sorts of fun that they do up there. It's Rami Makhlouf back on the Fan. What's up, Rom?
Well.
Boys, what is up?
Oh, man. Haven't heard this. So I got you on so we could talk about this St. Thomas football story about them moving out of the Division III MEAC.
Into the WEAC.
You got the wrong guy for that.
Is that going to be one of those things that you're not going to care about? We're not talking about fish. He's just going to be done?
I have a co-host who's very into it. Judd Zolgad is so into it that he was on vacation in Vegas and tweeting his outrage over the MEAC in St. Thomas. I was like, dude, I respect the commitment, but I just don't care that much.
Don't care that much about D3 athletics. Cool, Rami. I get you. Really, I get you. I understand.
Really don't.
But you guys have one hell of a baseball team up there, Rami, don't you?
Yeah, and I thought they'd be pretty good, Tim. I actually picked them to win the division when almost nobody was, when spring training was going on, and people thought, you know, it's the new guy in town trying to win people over and just saying what we want to hear. And I told them I'm not above that. I would definitely do that if I thought it would advance my career.
But you would admit it.
Exactly. I would tell you if I was doing that. I was not doing that. I just didn't see what everybody saw in the Indians. And I really liked what the Twins did this offseason, and I saw some young talent that was ready to bust out. But even with the expectations I had for the Twins, this has far exceeded that. I mean, they just hit bombs. They just hit home runs, guys, and beat teams into submission is how this season has gone so far.
And how about it, Rami, after we talked about it so much last year during the Brewers playoff run that Jonathan Scope would heat up. Now you're following him, and he's part of those guys just mashing home runs.
Yeah, and that's one of the offseason moves that I liked, because I know we didn't see the best of Jonathan Scope last year covering that Brewers team after he made the trade, but let's start with this guy's track record and what he had done in Baltimore before last season. This was a guy who got MVP votes. This was a guy who made an All-Star game, and he had an injury. He makes the switch from the American League to the National League. He goes from a team that's playing completely meaningless baseball to a team that's in the tightest division race in all of baseball, and he's trying to come back from an injury, and then a week later, they trade for Mike Moustakas, and they tell him, yeah, Travis Shaw is going to be playing second base. He'll get spot starts at second, start or two here at third, and we'll stick you in at shortstop every once in a while. That's a tough way to find your rhythm when you're coming back from an injury. So I thought giving Jonathan Scope an everyday shot at second base, with where the Twins were at, what's the worst that could happen? Nobody expected him to win this division. If he's the Jonathan Scope we saw in Baltimore, well, you are where the Twins are right now.
Rami, you're one of the colleagues, and there's many that think I'm from the Mesozoic era. But I will say this. Many, many years ago, the rivalry between the Brewers and the Twins, that was something. I know there was back in the AL days, it was White Sox and Brewers, but it was also, for a long, many years, that rivalry between Minnesota and Wisconsin. How is it now the viewpoint up there? Do Twins fans, like this American League, National League, Interleague play thing, are they looking at it that way? Is it still sort of a rivalry?
I don't know if it's a rivalry per se with the Brewers, but there's definitely the Wisconsin-Minnesota thing. Like they much like folks in Wisconsin hate everything Chicago, there is a faction of fans of Minnesota who hate everything Wisconsin. And I haven't helped at all by pointing out that Miller Park is a far more functional stadium with a roof on it. That has stoked some of the flames of Minnesotans' hate for the state of Wisconsin. So I probably haven't done any favors in terms of that.
Yeah, speaking of that, hashtag put a roof on it, at Rami is tweeting is how you can follow along with Rami's escapade, I think is the best way to put it. aggravating a lot of people in the Great White North in the state of Minnesota.
Did you guys think, Brian Anderson last night jumping on the Put a Roof on It bandwagon?
I did. I've heard a lot of different people jumping on, Rami, that I didn't. Frankly, I know that you're an excellent broadcaster and probably one of the best of your generation that you'll tell people.
Of course.
Thank you.
I didn't know that you had that kind of clout, kid. I didn't know that you were reaching out to Brian Andersons and getting all national love for Put a Roof on It.
Dude, this thing has gotten more legs than I ever imagined. I'm not even going to lie. This thing has gone further and faster than I ever dreamed of. I was talking to Bart, and he said that a radio station in South Dakota called him to do a hit, and they wanted to talk about the pros and cons of having a roof, a retractable roof on Miller Park, because they were doing a segment on whether or not Target Field should have a roof on it. I have no idea how or why this thing got to South Dakota, but I'm glad it did.
Well, and tonight is a perfect example of that.
No doubt it is.
You got some rain in the area, and maybe there's a delay or something. That's just a wild thing. Rami, I do want to say that it's good to get vindication from you. I don't know if you're aware of this, Billy, that he texted me some months ago and was like, man, remember when I was giving you grief about retiring the number 10 for the Brewers? It's at the Minnesota Wild game, and lo and behold, they did it, didn't they, Rami?
They have the number one hanging in the rafters for Minnesota Wild fans. And here's the funny part about it.
See?
They did it on the game of the Minnesota Wild. They didn't even wait for them to earn it. They just did it on the very first game that the Minnesota Wild ever played. They're like, so, hey, we're going to guess you're awesome and retire your number and put it up in the rafters.
Well, that fits. It feels very millennial up there in Minneapolis. I guess I could say that. On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, we're talking to Rami Makhlouf of Score North. He used to be in this chair on the Wendy's Big Show. Now he hangs out with Mackie, Judd, and Rami 4-6 on Score North. Rom, with this team, the best record in all of baseball for the Minnesota Twins right now. But when you look at where they are in that division, they're a team that is expecting to, if they can, continue this run throughout all of 2019 to be set up for years to come.
Yeah, and they have a young core here and already at the big league level, and they have three or four prospects, two of them in Alex Kirilloff and Royce Lewis is the other one that are, I mean, as surefire as prospects get. Now, what that means, you never really know at the major league level, but those two guys should be ready by 2020, 2021, and two of the guys who are at the top of their class in terms of prospects. And they have a couple young arms that should be ready in the next couple of years to add to this core when Jonathan Scope and Nelson Cruz probably age out and their contracts expire with the Twins. This looks like a team that's poised to contend for at least 3 or 4 years beyond 2019. And the question coming into this season was, does the window open now or does the window open when those guys get ready? And two of the keys to that were Buxton and Sano. And Buxton got off to a very hot start for this team and has continued to be hot. And Sano started the season on the IL, and he comes off the IL right when Nelson Cruz goes on it. And he just comes into the big leagues raking himself. So if those two guys can start to live up to the expectations that the Twins had for him when they drafted them and signed them at very young ages with very high hopes, that opens the window right now for the Twins, which means it's open for a good 4 or 5 years in total if everything goes right.
And what kind of manager? Is it Baldelli up there, Rocco Baldelli,
yeah,
right? And what
yeah.
kind of manager is he? What do we expect here tonight and tomorrow? Is he a fiery guy? Is he getting a lot of heat on bullpen management like most do?
No, he doesn't get a lot of heat on bullpen management because people just don't have a lot of faith in the Twins' bullpen. They see it as sort of some outside of the first two or three arms that they have coming out of the pen, Tim. That's one place where they definitely will, I think, try to add as we get closer to the trade deadline. Once you get past the first two or three arms, it's just some tough choices and, quite honestly, sometimes bad choices for him to make. So I don't know that anybody blames the bullpen struggles, if you can call them that the Twins have had on Rocco Baldelli. So far, he's aces up here as far as Twins fans are concerned. And I really like them right from the start, Tim. He reminds me of two guys who I've followed either through rooting interests or through my career in Joe Maddon and Craig Counsell, and that there are two guys who believe and analytics and have a system amongst their coaching staff and how to pick and choose what analytics they think can make their team better and then get it to their players in a way that's digestible and that the players buy in and actually use it. And when it comes to managing the ball club and the personalities of the ball club, he sets very much the same tone that those two guys do, and that he says, look, be yourself. I'm not going to tell you what kind of man to be, and I'm not even going to tell you exactly how to prepare for a baseball game. You guys know how to get yourselves. But outside of that, you guys do your thing. You guys run your own clubhouse, and don't get too high with the highs, don't get too low with the lows. And so far, the tone that he's set in terms of managing the personalities in that clubhouse, and I think he's got some good leaders on his right side, that it's, I'm really impressed with Rocco Baldelli so far in the first 50 or so games that they've played already.
Well, we're excited to see the couple of games in Minnesota. Hopefully no rain prevents these games from going out, because obviously they didn't want to spend the extra $37 million or whatever it was in taxes.
Put a roof on it.
Yeah, we're supporting you down here, man. Hopefully we'll see you soon, and we'll talk soon for sure.
What are you boys up to? Are you still the bullies of the fan? Are you still out back smoking cigarettes, stuffing kids in lockers? What's going on with Timmons' house?
We've decided that we were going to be very nice today.
Yes.
And make everybody feel better, not at the expense of anybody else, except we are going to play a man crying in the next segment.
Yeah, and we are, and we've only been disciplined for hazing and foul language just once since you've left.
Oh, you guys are on the up and you guys are getting it straight. You guys are really getting on track. Though.
Well, they kind of canceled our podcast, so that kind of cut down some of that stuff. So it helped out. Rob, we'll talk soon, buddy.
All right, boys.
See you, man.
That's Rami Makhlouf joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.